WKJAN Sports.
Time for Check of Sports. Good morning. I'm Jim Field. Our sports update this hour brought to you by Atlantic Collision Center at 108 Cedar Street. Let Doug Town help you today at Atlantic Collision Center.
Having to deal with a vehicle that has been in a collision is pretty tough. The last thing you need is an auto body shop that tries to take you for a ride with ridiculous high rates and workmanship.
When you need to have your car taken care of, bring it into Atlantic Collision Center. Doug Town has 25 years of experience with 14 years right here in Atlantic.
Doug is with your vehicle from start to finish and makes your satisfaction the number one priority of Atlantic Collision Center. That means your repairs will be explained to you in plain English. It means Atlantic Collision Center will work with your insurance company for you. It also means Atlantic Collision Center will back each repair with their PPG certification and will even pick your vehicle up if you can't drive it. Atlantic Collision Center pledges to treat you fairly and with respect. It's just that simple. And so is calling them for an appointment. 712-243-7757 or drop by 108 Cedar Street in Atlantic. Atlantic Collision Center. You could take your vehicle somewhere else, but you've already had one accident.
Take a look at high school sports from around the area last night. First, in high school wrestling action last night, it was Atlantic Cam defeating Shenandoah 55-21. Shenandoah also down Kemper Catholic 39-35. Creston defeating Glenwood 47-21. Creston beat Denison 71-9. Glenwood over Denison 72-12. Red Oak beat Clarinda Academy 72-12. Riverside over Red Oak 38-36. Also, it was Logan Magnolia topping Exira EHK 63-12. Trainer beat Exira EHK 29-23. Missouri Valley down Nottoway Valley 38-23. Nottoway Valley beat Griswold 26-15, and Missouri Valley over Griswold 48-13. Tri-Center beat St. Albert 47-24. Tri-Center over Southwest Iowa 38-33. Tri-Center beat AHST 45-27. AHST topping St. Albert 52-30. And Southwest Iowa beat AHST 51-30 in wrestling last night. In high school basketball play last night, in girls action, in the Hawkeye 10, it was Glenwood defeating Atlantic 54-33, Harlan over Creston 69-17, Red Oak beat Denison 57-29, Shenandoah over Lewis Central 44-38, St. Albert beat Clarinda 57-54, Audubon over Underwood in Western Iowa Conference play 64-52, also in the WIC, it was Griswold over Logan Magnolia 42-32, Trainer beat Tri-Center 39-36, IKM Manning over Riverside 71-28. In the Rolling Valley Conference last night, it was Arweva over Exira EHK 62-39. Charter Oak Ute beat Cam 50-43. Coon Rapids Bayard over Peyton Sherdan 46-30. Woodbine beat West Harrison 65-51. Boyer Valley over Glidden Ralston 57-49. Also in girls hoops last night, Bedford beat East Union 67-47. Abraham Lincoln over Sioux City North 61-54. Fremont Mills beat Essex 68-38. Nottoway Valley over Mount Air 49-40. Panorama topping Madrid 76-14. Sydney over Heartland Christian 49-41. Sioux City West over Thomas Jefferson 66-16. South Page beat Nishnabotna 32-6. It was Southwest Valley over Lenox 73-42. Stanton over Clarinda Academy 75-17. Van Meter beat West Central Valley 76-31. In boys basketball play last night from the Hawkeye 10 Conference, it was Glenwood over Atlantic 65-34. Denison beat Red Oak 56-45. Harlan over Creston 58-49. Lewis Central topping Shenandoah 69-59. St. Albert beat Clarinda 62-49. In Western Iowa Conference boys play, it was Griswold over Logan Magnolia 63-31. IKM Manning topping Riverside 87-33. Trainer beat Tri-Center 55-36, Underwood over Audubon 79-19. In Rolling Valley Conference play last night, Arweva beat Exira EHK 59-29, Coon Rapids Bayard over Peyton Sherdan 63-43, Glenn Ralston topping Boyer Valley 68-40, West Harrison beat Woodbine 63-58. Also around the region in boys hoops, it was Bedford over East Union 45-44, Clarinda Academy beating Stanton 64-28, Lenox got by Southwest Valley 47-27, Madrid edging Panorama 53-50, Nishnabotna beat South Page 78-41, Nottoway Valley, a 66-45 winner over Mount Air. Sydney beat Heartland Christian 52-41. Sioux City North, an overtime winner over Abraham Lincoln, 81-71. Sioux City West beat Thomas Jefferson 56-55. Van Meter over West Central Valley, 79-43 in boys' hoops last night. Well, Florida was a winner in the only matchup of top 25 men's basketball teams as Casey Prather scored the Gators' final 8 points and finished with 22 in a 77-75 win against number 15 Memphis at game at Madison Square Garden last night. Adrian Payne scored 15 of his 19 points in the first half as fifth-ranked Michigan State ripped on North Florida 78-48 last night. Sixth-ranked Louisville rocked Missouri State 90-60. Also last night, it was number 7, Oklahoma State, a 75-43 pounding of Delaware State. Number 11, Wichita State, extended the program's best start by winning at Alabama 72-67. And number 13, Oregon, was 12 of 19 from three-point range in a 91-63 blowout over Cal Irvine. Well, no one predicted that the Big 12's leading rebounder would be Iowa State forward Dustin Hoge, a lightly heralded junior college transfer. But Cyclones forward George Niang knows not to doubt his remarkable new teammate, saying that Hoge is too determined to be stopped. So far, no one has been able to stop Hoge or the Cyclones. Their surprising 8-0 start has been keyed by their most surprising player. The 6'6" Hoge is the leading rebounder among Big 12 teams with 11.1 a game. That's nearly two more than anyone else in the league. And he has 12.6 points a game on 60.3% shooting. Hoge is also averaging 17 points and 15.3 rebounds over his past three games, all victories. In the NBA last night, Portland beat Cleveland 119-116. It was Charlotte over Sacramento 95-87. The Lakers beat Memphis 96-92. Oklahoma City over Denver 105-93. Golden State beat New Orleans 104-93. A lot of National Hockey League matchups last night. It was Boston shutting out Calgary 2-0. Florida beat Toronto 3-1. Tampa Bay wins a shootout over the New York Islanders 3-2. Buffalo down Winnipeg 4-2. It was Anaheim over Detroit 5-2. Montreal 3-1 over Phoenix. Philadelphia beat Washington 5-2. Chicago over Nashville 3-1. San Jose 4-2 over St. Louis. Minnesota needed a shootout to beat Vancouver 3-2. Dallas 3-2 over Colorado. And Los Angeles shut down Edmonton 3-0. I'll have more sports after this timeout.
Having to deal with a vehicle that has been in a collision is pretty tough. The last thing you need is an auto body shop that tries to take you for a ride with ridiculous high rates and workmanship.
When you need to have your car taken care of, bring it into Atlantic Collision Center. Doug Towne has 25 years of experience with 14 years right here in Atlantic.
Doug is with your vehicle from start to finish and makes your satisfaction the number one priority of Atlantic Collision Center. That means your repairs will be explained to you in plain English. It means Atlantic Collision Center will work with your insurance company for you. It also means Atlantic Collision Center will back each repair with their PPG certification and will even pick your vehicle up if you can't drive it. Atlantic Collision Center pledges to treat you fairly and with respect. It's just that simple. And so is calling them for an appointment. 712-243-7757 or drop by 108 Cedar Street in Atlantic. Atlantic Collision Center. You could take your vehicle somewhere else, but you've already had one accident.
Alabama linebacker C.J. Mosley, Arizona State defensive tackle Will Sutton, and Arizona running back Kadeem Carey have been selected to the Associated Press All-America football team for the second straight season. Heisman Trophy winner Jameis Winston from Florida State added All-American to his resume after his outstanding freshman season. Heisman finalists Andre Williams from Boston College and Northern Illinois' Jordan Lynch also made the first team. Williams joins Carey in the backfield, while Lynch, a dual-threat quarterback, was chosen to the first team as an all-purpose player. In NFL news, the New Orleans Saints will have a new kicker when they take on the Panthers in Carolina this Sunday, a game that could determine the NFC South Championship. The Saints have released Garrett Hartley 2 days after he had one field goal blocked and hooked another in a 27-16 loss at St. Louis. He's missed 8 of 29 kicks inside 50 yards this season. The Saints haven't announced who will replace Hartley. The Denver Broncos have bolstered their defensive line by signing defensive end Jeremy Mincy, who was released by Jacksonville after a falling out with management last week. Mincy reunites with Denver defensive coordinator Jack Del Rio, who was his head coach with the Jaguars earlier in his career. Colts linebacker Pat Anger has been placed on season-ending injured reserve. He was bothered all season by an undisclosed knee injury, but continued to play despite the pain. Last year, Anger made only 3 starts because of a foot injury. Steelers linebacker Lamar Woodley has landed on injured reserve with a strained right calf, ending his season and perhaps his time patrolling the left side of Pittsburgh's 3-4 defense. In baseball news, the Baltimore Orioles have acquired a new closer on what was a pretty busy day for major league transactions. A person familiar with the contract says the Orioles and free agent closer Grant Balfour have agreed to a 2-year, $15 million contract pending a physical. Balfour went 1-3 with 38 saves and 41 opportunities with Oakland last season. The Yankees have come to contract terms with two free agents, second baseman Brian Roberts and pitcher Matt Thornton. Free agent outfielder Michael Morse has finalized a $6 million one-year deal with the San Francisco Giants. The Astros have finalized a one-year, $2.45 million contract with right-handed reliever Matt Albers. A person familiar with the deal says the Chicago Cubs and reliever Jose Veras were closing in on a $4 million one-year contract. Free agent veteran catcher Matt Traynor has signed a minor league contract with the Indians. Lefty Charlie Furbush and the Seattle Mariners have agreed to a contract for next season and avoided a potential dispute over arbitration eligibility. And the New York Yankees have been hit with a $28 million luxury tax bill, pushing their total past the $250 million mark since the penalty began in 2003. According to Major League Baseball calculations, the Los Angeles Dodgers are the only other team that exceeded the tax threshold this year. They have to pay $11.4 million. That's Check of Sports this hour, brought to you by Atlantic Collision Center at 108 Cedar Street. Let Doug Town help you today at Atlantic Collision Center. I'm Jim Field, KJAN Sports.